Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. Decisions the Iranian regime makes about its nuclear program will have real consequences for its people. Then, join World Missionary Press in celebrating how gospel materials are spreading across Asia. We'll unpack this story for you in just a few moments. But in our first story, who your leader is matters. In Iran this week, the regime suspended cooperation with the United Nations nuclear watchdog. Now, whatever happens in the Middle East, everyday people will bear the brunt. During the 12-day Israel-Iran war, some 935 people were killed in Iran, many of them civilians. Tom Doyle with Uncharted Ministries says a change in political leadership is something Christians in Iran pray for.
Obviously, they don't want their country to go through destruction or loss of innocent lives at all, but this is something they have been praying for decades.
So yes, leadership matters. Isn't it a relief that Christians are called to follow God's orders?
Our goal is for every human life to hear the gospel and to come into a saving relationship with Jesus.
Years ago in Iran, a Muslim man also recognized the importance of leaders. He told Doyle,
I think all of the young people in Iran are going to convert to Christianity. And I said, really? Why would you say that? And he goes, well, who would you want to follow? Jesus, who talks about love and joy and helping people and sacrificing ourselves for others. Who would you want to follow? Him or that guy?
He pointed to a multi-story political poster of a prominent Iranian leader. Praise God for his perfect leadership, and pray that more Iranians find Christ even in today's chaos. Next, Lebanon is breathing a sigh of relief as Hezbollah stayed out of the recent 12-day war between Israel and Iran. Heart for Lebanon's Camille Melki says,
thank God they did not get involved. This is truly an answer to prayer. The Lebanese population, everyday Lebanese narrative is, please spare us the pain of another war.
Hezbollah remains on the sidelines under Iranian orders to preserve what's left of their strength. Still, Lebanon continues to reel from last year's war with Israel.
The mass destruction of our infrastructure, the pain that was brought into the Lebanese community, and the economic turmoil that we continue to feel are sufficient indicators for us to realize that we can no longer afford another conflict.
Though Lebanon didn't directly join the latest war, it felt the shockwaves. Pray for strength for gospel workers carrying an even heavier load.
The ability to make up for that loss are very limited. So here we find ourselves again in need to reach out, love on, care for individuals who lost hope.
And World Missionary Press is providing ministry partners in Asia with resources for discipleship and evangelism. Large shipments were recently sent to the Philippines, Thailand, Fiji, and India. Helen Williams with World Missionary Press says pastors want the resources.
The response is always that we need more, and this is why. And they'll give stories or generalities from the pastors and those that come and get the booklets, continuing to use them, not just get something and then never come back.
The booklets World Missionary Press supplies are transforming lives with Scripture.
It's so exciting to get these reports and say, we have to have more, and when can you get it here? And the pastors are just asking. They're standing around waiting for, where's the literature and that we can use to reach? Because they see it works. They see what the Spirit does with the Word. And that excites them.
The organization's working on shipments for other countries in the region, such as Sri Lanka, Papua New Guinea, Samoa, and Pakistan. So please pray for church leaders across Asia to access and distribute materials wisely. Pray that the organization will communicate clearly with its partners and they'll have resources to continue to answer the calls around the world. You can find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.